WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're going to start celebrating the holiday weekend a little early with a concert that we presented in early June at the Chicago Blues Festival. The festival coincided with the annual public radio conference, which was also held in Chicago. Our concert was outdoors in Grant Park on a windy evening. Our first performers were Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham. In the 60s, they were two of the key figures at the Fame Studio in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and the American Studio in Memphis. Both places became famous for the soul records they produced. Spooner Oldham is a session keyboard player, Dan Penn a songwriter and producer. Some of the songs Penn and Oldham wrote together, or separately, are Do Right Woman, which Aretha Franklin recorded at Muscle Shoals, I'm Your Puppet, Dark End of the Street, and Cry Like a Baby. Here's Dan Penn singing and playing guitar with Spooner Oldham at the keyboard at Fresh Air's Chicago Blues Festival concert.
All right. Oh.
Well, I really love your singing, Dan. And
Thank you.
I want to ask you about writing what is probably one of your most famous songs, Do Right Woman, which, of course, Aretha Franklin recorded. Did you write it for her? Did you know she would be the one singing it?
No, I didn't write it for her. It was just a song that Chips and I wrote that we had no idea, you know. It was just a song in a motel.
So who would you write it for? You just sat down and wrote a song?
We wrote it for us. I mean, it wasn't even a girl song, you know.
It wasn't a girl song when it started?
Not particularly. It was just a song, you know, that we...
So how did Aretha Franklin end up recording the song?
Well, Chip's mumming was called to Muscle Shoals to play guitar on the session. And he and I were hanging real close during that time, and I was there. And he played it to Jerry Wexler. And
Jerry Wexler had brought Aretha Franklin down to Muscle Shoals for this recording session.
Exactly.
Did you know what she sounded like? Had you heard her sing?
Yes, I had. I knew a lot about her. And I'd heard several of her records before, and I knew who she was, and I kind of knew what was going to happen. And you know, I was expecting a lot out of her.
So did you have to sing the song for her to show her how it went?
I certainly did. I had to put my voice on it and sing the track, sang on the track going down, because she didn't know the song, because we only pitched it when we got down there. So I sang it in her key.
Which is higher than your key, probably.
Oh, I sounded really, really strange, you know.
So maybe you'll do the song for us now.
Yeah, if this wind don't blow away these words, I will.
Right. Oh.
misunderstand. She's not just a plaything, she's flesh and blood, just like a man. If you wanna do right, home days, woman. You gotta be a do right. Why don't you a whole nice man? You gotta be.
What a great song. It's great to hear you sing that song. And I'm wondering if you think your singing has been influenced by the people who've recorded your songs, if you ever hear their version of it in your mind when you're singing, even though you wrote it, and that's not how you wrote it.
Yes. Yes, they're running through my mind all the time.
No, I mean,
what I'm singing, I'm trying to do at least half as good as the artist who sang them first.
Now Jerry Wexler, who was a big producer at Atlantic Records and brought Aretha to the studio for the session in which Do Right Woman was recorded, has said that he thinks Dan Penn is the most soulful Caucasian singer he's ever heard.
I don't know where he got that.
Peter Guralnick's book, yeah, that's quoted. So now, Dan, you didn't used to perform, right?
I mean, yeah, that's when all these words and... you know, I'm kind of awkward because of all these lyrics. But, you know, I didn't perform for 25 years. And suddenly I had to do a show in New York, and they said, come to do The Bottom Line. And I never even played these old songs, so I had to go back and learn them, learn to play the guitar, learn how they went. I'd forgotten it all. So... that's why we're still reading off these lyrics. It's a little uncomfortable, but we get through them that way.
Isn't this amazing? The songwriter's reading the lyrics.
Yeah, I know.
I know that's strange to everybody, but there's been a lot of songs go through these old heads, and we can't remember how they go after after somebody cuts them. We go on to something else.
In all the years that you were writing for other people and they were performing your songs and you were behind the scenes, did you wish that you were the one on stage performing?
No. I in the very beginning, you know, I played with bands, and I enjoyed that, being out front. But I really got into the studio and writing things so much that I didn't care. I loved what I was doing. And I love working with that many great artists.
We'll return to Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham at the Chicago Blues Festival after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back to Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham, recorded at Fresh Air's Chicago Blues Festival concert. Their next song is one they wrote for the Box Tops, which became a big hit in 1968.
When I think about the good love you gave me, cry like a baby. Living without you is driving me crazy, cry like a baby. I know now that you're not a plaything, not a toy or a puppet on a string. As I look back on a love so sweet now, I cry like a baby. Every road is a lonely street, I cry like a baby. I know now that you're not a plaything, a toy or a puppet on the string. Today we passed on the street, and you just walked on by. My heart just fell to my feet. Once again I began to cry. When I think about the
good love you gave me. Cry like a baby, cry like a baby. Living without you is driving me crazy. I cry like a baby. Just fell to my feet, you know. I cried like a baby. You left the water running now. I cried like a baby. Like a little bitty baby now.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Somebody said dark in the street, so I guess we'll go there. So much.
Another great song from Dan Penn, and that was recorded by James Carr. Did you write the song for him?
No, again, it wasn't written for the artist in this case. It was, you know, we didn't have any in mind anybody. It was just writing to be together and write.
Dan, that's a really great cheating song. Did you sit down and say, I'm going to write a great cheating song?
At some point, I sat down and said, I'm going to write a great cheating song, but it probably was 5 or 6 years before that song got written. So we tried to write a lot of cheating songs before, with different people. And, you know, you keep trying and you keep taking little steps and pretty soon you're there. So it was just a culmination of, all the songwriters try to write a great cheating song. It's just part of the program, and we just got lucky one night. And I mean, ever since Steal Away, you know, Jimmy Hughes, Steal Away, I was right at, he was the first artist at Fame, and he had that great hit, and I was pretty much overcome by it and loved the song, so I would say it probably came from Steal Away.
Dan Penn. We heard him on guitar and vocals with Spooner Oldham keyboards, recorded in early June at the Fresh Air concert at the Chicago Blues Festival. They'll be back in the second half of our show, and we'll feature performances by Rufus Thomas and Syl Johnson. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today we're featuring a concert that we presented last month at the Chicago Blues Festival in Grant Park. Before we bring out Rufus Thomas and Syl Johnson, let's return to Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham for one more song.
I'm going to ask you to do one song that you didn't write, and it's a song that was recorded by the great Arthur Alexander, a rhythm and blues singer who died just a few years ago. And we had presented him in concert at a public radio conference a few years ago and broadcast that concert, and he died just a few weeks after the broadcast. And his comeback record, released shortly before he died, featured Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham on it. You all knew each other back from the Alabama days, the Fame studio days.
Yeah, we even before Fame, we hung out with Arthur at a place called, what was it? What do you call it? Spar.
Spar Music, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Stafford and Spar.
Up over the City Drugstore, Florence, Alabama, yeah.
So Arthur was our great hope. I mean, when he hit, it opened all our doors, because here we were in a small town. We didn't know we could have a hit record. We thought everybody was just talking. But after Arthur, we started writing and quit talking.
And I want to say the song we're about to hear was later recorded by the Rolling Stones, so even if you don't know Arthur Alexander, you'll probably recognize this song.
Hope I can remember it all, yeah. You asked me to give up the hand of the girl I love. Tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. Maybe I would to tell her who to love. Lord, that's up to her. Yes, I'm the Lord above. Better move on. I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. Still you beg set her free, but my friend, that will never be. You better move on. I'm never gonna
I think you better go. Now I'm getting mighty mad. You asked me to give up the only love I've ever had. Maybe I would, oh, but I love her so. Never gonna let her go. You better move on. You better move on.
You better move on.
You better move on.
You better move on.
You better take off.
Get on out of here.
Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham will be back to play with Rufus Thomas as Fresh Air's Chicago Blues Festival concert continues after a break. This is Fresh Air.